Deus in adiutorium meum intende,
Domine ad adiuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto,
sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Diei luce iredita, letis gratisque vocibus, Dei canamus gloriam, Christi fatentes gratiam, perquem creator omnium, diem noctemque condidit, aeterna lege sanciens, ut semper succedant sibi, tu vera lux fidelium, quem lex veterna non tenet, noctis nec urtus succident, eterno fulgens lumine, prestat pater ingenite, totum ducamus ugiter, Christo placentes hunc diem, Sancto repleti Spiritu. Amen.
As morning breaks, we sing of your mercy, Lord, and night will find us proclaiming your fidelity. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night. On the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp, your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works, how deep are your designs. The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand. Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, O Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish, all doers of evil are scattered. To me you give the wild ox strength, you anoint me with purest oil. My eyes look in triumph on my foes, my ears hear gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree, and grow like a Lebanon cedar. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just, in Him, my rock, there is no wrong. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Take your shame away from us, Lord, and make us rejoice in your saving works. May all who have been chosen by your Son always abound in works of faith, hope, and love in your service. As morning breaks, we sing of your mercy, Lord, and night will find us proclaiming your fidelity. Extol the greatness of our God. Give ear, O heavens, while I speak, Let the earth hearken to the words of my mouth. May my instruction soak in like the rain, and my discourse permeate like the dew. Like a downpour upon the grass, like a shower upon the crops. For I will sing the Lord's renown, or proclaim the greatness of our God. The rock, how faultless are his deeds, how right are all his ways. A faithful God without deceit, how just and upright he is. Yet basely has he been treated by his degenerate children, a perverse and crooked race. Is the Lord to be thus repaid by you, O stupid and foolish people? Is he not your father who created you? Has he not made you and established you? Think back on the days of old. Reflect on the years of age upon age. Ask your father and he will inform you. Ask your elders and they will tell you. When the Most High assigned the nations your heritage, when he parceled out the descendants of Adam, he set up the boundaries of the peoples after the number of the sons of God. While the Lord's own portion was Jacob, his hereditary share was Israel. He found them in a wilderness, a wasteland of howling desert. He shielded them and cared for them, guarding them as the apple of his eye. As an eagle incites its nestlings forth by hovering over its brood, so he spread his wings to receive them and bore them up on his pinions. The Lord alone was their leader. No strange God was with him. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Extol the greatness of our God. How wonderful is your name, O Lord, in all creation. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Your majesty is praised above the heavens, on the lips of children and of babes. You have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel. When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind, mortal man that you should care for him? Yet you have made him little less than a god, with glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hands, put all things under his feet, all of them sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Almighty Lord, how wonderful is your name. A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Wash yourselves clean, put away your misdeeds from before my eyes. Cease doing evil, learn to do good. Make justice your aim, redress the wrong. Hear the orphan's plea, defend the widow. Come now, let us set things right, says the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they may be crimson red, they may become white as wool. God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare. God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare. From those who would trap me with lying words, and from the hunter's snare. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as one of your servants. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as one of your servants. Let us always and everywhere give thanks to Christ our Savior, and ask him with confidence, Lord, help us with your grace. May we keep our bodies pure as temples of the Holy Spirit.
Lord, help us with your grace.
May we offer ourselves this morning to the service of others and do your will in all things throughout the day.
Lord, help us with your grace.
Teach us to seek the bread of everlasting life, the bread that is your gift.
Lord, help us with your grace.
May your mother, the refuge of sinners, pray for us and gain for us your loving forgiveness.
Lord, help us with your grace.
Remember us, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, and teach us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Father, look upon our weakness, and reach out to help us with your loving power. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in ora mortis nostrae. Amen.